Okay, let's unpack this. Have you ever felt like you're just stuck on that hamster wheel of hustling? You know, the one where you're chasing those one-off gigs and it just drains you.
Yeah, totally.
You pitch, you shoot, you deliver, and then boom, the whole cycle starts right over again. There's no real rhythm, is there? No predictability.
It's exhausting
Yeah.
and always wondering where the next job is coming from.
Exactly. So today, we're looking at something different, the retainer model, and not just for like big agencies, how it's actually becoming a bit of a game changer for photographers like you,
Yeah.
offering a real path to build a business that's, well, sustainable, scalable even.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is how fundamentally this model can shift your entire professional outlook. It's a big deal.
How so?
Well, we're talking about moving beyond that reactive scramble, you know, the sporadic work,
Right.
to genuinely building some long-term momentum, consistency in your income, and frankly, just a whole lot more peace of mind.
Okay, that sounds like music to my ears, and probably to a lot of creatives listening.
It's about making the business work for you, not the other way around.
Right. So to really dig into how this actually works, we're taking a deep dive into a resource I found incredibly insightful, the Retainer Playbook for Photographers.
Ah, yes. Good one.
Our mission today, really, is to pull out the most important kind of actionable nuggets from this playbook. We want to help you understand exactly how retainer-based work could be the smartest play you make.
Yeah, unlocking that predictable income.
That's the dream, right?
Yeah.
Imagine finally having that. That's what we're aiming to help you figure out today.
So yeah, if the one-off gig is the hamster wheel, then retainers, they really are the escape hatch. The playbook makes it super clear this isn't just for the big players or, you know, exclusive to huge creative agencies.
Right.
No, photographers can absolutely use this, build a much more sustainable, scalable business with it.
I can really see how that shifts the mindset, you know, from just transactions
Yeah.
to like actual partnerships.
Yeah.
But okay, for someone who's always done one-off gigs, it kind of begs the question, how do you even spot the businesses who are looking for this deeper ongoing thing, even if they don't quite realize it yet?
Right. What are those green lights?
Yeah. What does the playbook say?
That's a great question because it's really about finding clients who are practically begging for a consistent photo partner, even if they haven't said it that way.
Okay.
The playbook highlights several key types. Think about product-based brands launching new stuff all the time, new SKUs, or restaurants, refreshing menus seasonally.
Makes sense.
Then you've got marketing agencies. They're juggling endless campaigns, but maybe they lack reliable in-house shooters.
Right. They need dependable freelancers.
Exactly. And
Right.
of course, e-commerce shops, they just burn through visuals for ads, emails, social feeds.
Constantly needing content.
Yeah, these are businesses with an ongoing, almost insatiable need for content.
Right, so these aren't just businesses thinking, oh, I need a shoot.
Yeah.
They need consistent visual solutions. Content is like the oxygen for their brand.
Precisely.
They probably don't need another cold email offering a generic service. What they actually need is someone to save them time, keep their brand looking sharp consistently.
And stop them reinventing the wheel every month or quarter.
Yeah, take that headache off their plate.
And this leads us right into why retainers work so well, not just for the client, but importantly for you, the photographer.
Okay.
The playbook points out several transformative benefits. First, and this is often the biggest relief, predictable income.
Yes.
This model is the direct answer to those awful feast or famine cycles that plague so many creative fields.
Oh, tell me about it.
Imagine knowing your baseline income for next month and the month after that. It changes how you operate.
Yeah, before I really dove into this playbook, I kind of assumed retainers were just a financial thing. But what really surprised me, and I think this will surprise listeners too, is how much it talks about the non-monetary benefits.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, it points out that retainers foster this amazing creative rhythm. You get into a groove,
Right.
which naturally builds deeper trust with your repeat clients. And that means less micromanaging.
Ah, the dream.
Totally. You go from being just a vendor to like a trusted creative partner, and operationally, it's a game changer.
How
You
so?
can back shoots, streamline your workflow, really optimize how you deliver things. You're not just shooting more, you're actually building a sustainable long-term business.
With clients who value your brain, not just your camera.
Exactly. But it's not all just smooth sailing without putting in the work.
Oh, definitely not. The playbook is very clear about common pitfalls you need to watch out for.
Like what? Give us the warnings.
Okay, well, over-promising and under-delivering is a big one. Sounds obvious, but it happens.
Right.
It means really managing your calendar carefully. Don't overload yourself, even if a client is super eager.
And scope creep, the bane of every creative's existence.
Oh, absolutely. We've all been there.
That little could you just request.
Yeah, that turns into half a day's extra work you didn't plan for.
So how does the playbook suggest handling that, practically speaking?
Yeah.
How do you draw those lines without, you know, ticking off a good long-term client?
It really hammers home clear communication and having robust agreements right from the start.
Okay.
It also warns against failing to automate or document the essential stuff, billing, deliverables, how revisions work, because chaos creeps in fast otherwise.
Yeah, admin can kill you.
Totally.
Yeah.
And crucially, avoid becoming the discount photographer instead of the trusted partner.
Ah, that's important.
It reminds us retainers aren't about charging less. They're about offering more structure, more consistent support, making sure both sides win. It's about value, not just volume.
Okay, so if all this sounds pretty good, predictable income, trusted partnerships, less micromanaging, you're probably sitting there asking, all right, but how do I actually do this?
Mm-hmm.
How do I make it happen? Exactly. Well, the good news is this playbook isn't just theory. It actually lays out a clear, actionable roadmap. It's almost like a step-by-step guide to getting off that hamster wheel.
It really does. It breaks it down into a pretty clear 7-step retainer plan.
7 steps. Okay, let's walk through them. What's step one?
Step one, as we kind of touched on, is identify your ideal retainer client.
Right.
Those businesses needing content consistently, launching new things often, desperately needing that brand consistency. Think DTC brands, local restaurants with seasonal menus, small marketing agencies, content-heavy e-commerce.
Got it. Find the need.
Yeah.
Okay, step two.
Step two is all about designing your subscription packages. And the core advice here, keep it simple.
Simple is good.
Yeah. Start with just 2 or 3 clear tiers, like maybe a starter tier, one shoot a month, maybe 8 final images, 1 setup, good for solo product features.
Okay.
Then maybe a growth tier, 2 shoots a month, say 20 images, 2 setups, maybe including some verticals for social or email.
Right. A bit more involved.
And then there's often like a brand partner tier. This one's usually more custom, maybe 30 plus images, could be multi-location shoots, quarterly planning sessions,
yeah,
where you really become part of their marketing strategy.
Like getting integrated.
Exactly. Plus, the playbook suggests having optional add-ons, things like rush delivery or maybe some behind-the-scenes content.
That's little extras.
Ah.
All right, step three.
Step three is create a compelling retainer pitch kit. Think of it like a short PDF or maybe a dedicated page on your website.
Or sales tool.
Basically, it needs to clearly show who it's for, exactly what they get, how it helps them save time, reduces headaches, and definitely include strong visuals and your starting prices.
Testimonials probably help too.
Oh, testimonials are gold here. Always powerful.
Okay, step four. This feels crucial.
It is. Step four is warm up your existing clients.
Start with who you know.
Exactly. Start with the people who've hired you more than once. The playbook even suggests a simple kind of natural email or DM script.
Like what?
Something easy like, hey, really loved working on that packaging shoot with you. I've actually put together a few retainer style packages for brands like yours that need consistent visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be open to a quick 15-minute chat to see if it might fit your needs?
Nice. Low pressure, just opens the door.
Exactly. Don't overcomplicate it. Just start the conversation.
Okay, that makes sense. Step five.
Step five, you want to offer incentives for that long-term commitment.
So discounts.
Not necessarily big discounts. You don't need to slash your prices, but reward that consistency. Things like priority booking, maybe first dibs on seasonal shoots, complimentary strategy calls, or maybe just a few extra images per quarter as a little bonus.
Adding value, not just cutting costs.
Exactly. It's about showing you appreciate the partnership.
Good point. Step six, we're getting there.
Step six, the playbook recommends using a simple agreement and setting up auto billing. Keep it straightforward.
Okay.
A basic, say, 3 to 6 month service agreement. Outline the deliverables, dates, cancellation terms. Usually that's enough.
And the billing.
Make your life easier. Yeah. Automate it monthly. Use tools like Stripe or PayPal. It just streamlines everything. Yeah. Reduces chasing payments.
Definitely reduces headaches.
Mm.
Okay, finally, step seven.
Step seven is all about making it easy to scale. Once you land your first couple of retainer clients, the playbook advises setting clear boundaries on how many you can comfortably handle. Don't burn yourself out.
Right. Quality over quantity.
Yeah. And batch your shoots smartly.
Yeah.
Maximize your efficiency. And don't be afraid to think about outsourcing things like post-production if it helps you keep up quality and sanity.
Smart. Building a system.
Exactly. A sustainable system that serves both you and your clients well.
And, you know, the playbook offers a really insightful bonus tip here, something that kind of ties it all together.
Yeah.
It says, sell the problem you solve, not just the photos you take.
Yes. That's key. What this all really boils down to, if you kind of zoom out, is that retainers aren't just about the income stream, though that's huge. They're the solid bridge from being that freelancer constantly chasing work to truly owning a sustainable business. You become, well, an indispensable part of your client's process, not just an occasional vendor they call up.
You're embedded.
Right. And it really highlights, again, retainers aren't about charging less money. They're about offering more structure, more support, making sure both sides really win.
So, okay, what does all this mean for you listening right now? I think it means recognizing that your clients, they don't just want pretty pictures. They want solutions.
Exactly. Solutions to their problems.
They want that weekly content burden lifted.
Mm-hmm.
They want a visual partner who really gets their brand and elevates it consistently. And frankly, they want fewer vendor headaches.
Fewer things to worry about.
Yeah. It's about making that really essential shift, I think, from being a brilliant freelancer to becoming a savvy, proactive business owner.
And that transformation, it really raises an important question for you to think about after this.
Right.
If you're genuinely ready to make that leap from freelancer to true business owner, how might focusing on and clearly articulating the problems you solve, rather than just listing the services you offer, how might that be your next most powerful pitch?